Proverbs chapter 9. Stand with me one last time, please. And I'll begin reading in verse 1. Wisdom hath builded her house, she hath hewn out her seven pillars, she hath killed her beasts, she hath mingled her wine, she hath also furnished her table. She hath sent forth her maidens, she crieth upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, Come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish, and live, and go in the way of understanding. Verse 6 says something that I want to dwell on for a few minutes. Forsake the foolish and live. Go in the way of understanding. Let's pray. Father, I pray for your help tonight. I thank you, Lord, again for the blessings of the day. Thank you for the precious souls who, Lord, in childlike faith, they said, I need to be saved. And they called upon your name. And they ask you to save them. And Lord, I know, Lord God, that you saw their heart. And I know you heard that tender prayer. Thank you, God. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of that. Now bless your word tonight. Please, again, put a hedge around this place. Cast out everything that would oppose your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And please be seated. A father's main task... On Father's Day, a father's main task in life is to train up his children. Now, as a husband, he's to love his wife, but as a father, he's to train up his children. He's to teach them wisdom. Look back in chapter 1 of Proverbs, verse 1. This is the very beginning of the whole book, the book of wisdom. The Proverbs of Solomon, notice, the son of David. David, the father, Solomon the son, king of Israel. Why is this book even in the Bible? Verse 2. To know wisdom and instruction. So the wisdom from a father to children, even, listen, they are to be taught wisdom at home.
Yeah, amen. That's
a father's main task, main assignment as a father. Even after they're grown, even after they're gone, they should know, listen, they should know where to go when they need some wisdom, some wise advice.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
And as I say that, it only takes a few minutes then for you to meditate and think about that thought and realize why America is living today in such a state of foolishness. 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 Homes with no fathers will often, not always, but most of the time, become homes filled with foolish children.
That's right. Yep. Amen. That's right.
Now, God's grace is the same as it is for anybody else, for a fatherless child. There's still hope, but the principle is the same. The principle is the same. The children need wisdom. Teenagers need wisdom. We, as children of God, need wisdom. And God is our Heavenly Father, as we spoke of this morning. And so His job, just like our earthly father's job, is to train up the children according to our text tonight in chapter 9. Go back over there. Chapter 9, verse 6. Part of this training, God's training you and me, and fathers training children and young people, and even trying to grandchildren, etc. Part of that training then is to teach them to forsake certain people.
Amen.
The foolish. The foolish. I want you to look in verse 6. Again, the word forsake is a strong word. It means to desert. Not desert, but desert. It means to abandon.
That's right.
It means to apart from, get apart, get depart from, get away from.
Yeah, you might.
It means to renounce and reject. It means to leave their presence.
Amen.
It means to withdraw yourself away from them.
That's right.
order for someone to forsake the foolish, then, he must be able to discern who is foolish.
Yeah.
Who is foolish? In other words, let me look at it this way. Let me say it maybe. If we don't know where the potholes are, we're going to keep stepping in them.
That's right.
Amen. That's right.
We're going to keep having bumpy lives. If we don't know where the bumps are, we're going to keep running over them. If we don't know where the fiery darts are coming from, we're going to keep getting stuck over and over and over.
Yeah, amen.
Look at chapter 7. Look at chapter 7 over there. Let's look in verse 22. He, this young man, simple-minded, without wisdom, goeth after her, a strange woman, someone he should have forsaken, straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, as a fool to the correction of the stocks. Notice, till a dart strike through his liver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean? That means he just got stabbed in the gut.
Yeah, amen, that's right.
Why? Because he didn't know to forsake this foolish, strange woman. He didn't understand. He didn't have the discernment. He didn't have a good father.
Yeah.
Or he didn't listen.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
Or he didn't. Or a good parent. I know some of you ladies are single moms. Listen, I'm not telling you your life is hopeless. But you've got to understand, all you must do above all else is point your children to the Heavenly Father. You must not forsake the Heavenly Father. Your children must know there is a God in heaven who will take me up as a father does a child.
Yeah, amen. That's right. That's right.
Ladies, you cannot do it on your own. Dear God, He never designed it that way. If you don't have a husband, if your children don't have a father, you must understand God is right here.
Amen. That's right. That's
right here.
Amen.
Our scripture says there in verse 6 that we are to forsake the foolish and live and then go in the way of understanding. It appears to me then that the way of the foolish is treacherous, perilous, is full of potholes, is full of bumps, is full of snares and darts. But the way of understanding is a different way. It's a way, it's a smoother way. It's a safer way.
Yeah, amen. That's right. That's right.
I want you to understand two primary reasons God says we need to know who the fools are, obviously so we can forsake them.
Yeah.
Again, let me say that again. How are you going to know who to forsake? You've got to know who's foolish.
Yep. Right. Yeah.
Amen. And God says, I want you to forsake. After God shows you that they're foolish, then there's only one thing to do.
Yep. That's right. Amen.
Forsake them.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Preach.
God doesn't say, you forsake them if it doesn't hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
God doesn't say, forsake them if it's not going to be too inconvenient. And God doesn't say, forsake them if they don't, unless they react improperly. God says, forsake them.
Right.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
Sometimes we don't understand the balance in the Christian life. There's compassion, there's a tender heart, but then there's common God-given sense that this person is going to destroy me.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let God worry about them getting saved.
Yeah. Amen.
You pray for them, but He doesn't. Right. He says, forsake them.
Amen. 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 That's right. Preach.
Forsake them. We need to learn who they are so we can forsake them. And secondly, we need to learn who they are so we don't find ourselves imitating them.
Yeah, amen. Amen. That's right.
Dear God, as I studied this message and I looked through these characteristics of the foolish people, which is going to take us through all over the Proverbs, I began to realize, there's too many Christians like this.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
It's no wonder that we're not living a godly Christian life, because our lives are reflecting the foolishness that the world reflects, and there's not even a clear distinction anymore.
Yeah, amen. That's right. That's right.
mean, we shouldn't be imitating people to try to win them. No. We should be living the life of righteousness and holiness, letting the light of God shine forth. If it blinds them, let it blind them, dear God. But we're not going to let down our guard so they can throw a dart in our liver.
Come on, amen. Preach. Amen.
You know, daddies, your job, our job,
right,
is to protect our homes.
That's right. Amen.
Protect our children.
That's right.
Amen.
Understand something. Again, the parallel is always there between us as earthly fathers and our heavenly Father. His desire is to protect His children.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
There are people out there that want to hurt you.
Yep. Amen. That's right.
They want to destroy you. They want to devour you.
Amen.
And God says, forsake them and live. In other words, if you don't, you're going to die.
Yep. That's right.
Amen.
That's what it says, church.
Amen.
That's right.
Yep.
Amen.
The alternative is death.
Yep. Amen. That's right. Preach.
Pay attention, boys. We got a whole lot of casual Christians.
Yeah.
Yep. That's right. Come on. Preach.
No big deal.
Preach.
No big deal.
Come on.
It's not that bad.
Preach.
It's not so bad.
Preach. Yeah, come on.
God understands. God says, forsake the foolish.
Yep, that's right. Amen.
I think the one that needs to understand is us.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen.
God says, forsake the foolish and live. And go in the way of understanding. Understanding is, hey, that person's foolish. I need to get away.
That's right.
Let's look at a few characteristics. Now, this is going to be a Bible study. I'm going to try to get through this because it's way too much to cover. But I promise you, if you'll help me and get your fingers ready, and we're not going to go far, but we're going to use different scripture, okay? The number one characteristic of a fool, this is where it all starts. Psalm 14, verse 1. This is where it all starts in the fool. What makes a person foolish? Psalm 14, verse 1.
Yeah.
Psalm 14, verse 1.
Amen.
The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Now look, number one characteristic of a foolish person is they behave like there's no God.
That's right. Yep. Amen.
They behave like there's no God.
Yep. Amen.
Let me say this to you. Notice it says the fool has said in his heart. He doesn't have to say it with his lips. You can see it with his actions.
That's right. Amen.
His actions, his spirit, his behavior will reflect the fact that he holds no regard for God's existence.
Yeah, that's right.
Church doesn't mean anything to this person.
Yep, that's right. Yeah,
because it's God's house.
Come on.
And I don't care what God says. I'm going to live my life as if there were no God.
Preach.
Church, the Bible's God's word.
Yep.
But yet the foolish person has no regard for God's word.
Amen.
If I get to it, I'll get to it. If I like it, I'll do it. If not, I don't really care. That is a foolish person.
Yeah, amen.
Because they're saying in their heart, hey, they may not come out and say, I don't believe there's a God. Because those people are now saying it with their mouth, but it started here.
Yep, that's right.
It starts with our behavior.
That's right. Yeah, you may have.
Where we live as if there's no God.
Mm-hmm.
We do what we want to do because we just don't care because we don't. Hey, listen. It doesn't say that this person doesn't know there's a God.
Yeah, that's right.
Because because everybody knows there's a God. What this person does is he says in his heart, there's no God. He's made himself believe, and his actions are now reflecting the fact that he doesn't care that there's a God. He just denies the existence of God, and he's going to do things his way. Holy living, church time, prayer, Bible reading, these things, listen, these things are precious. These things are prepared for you and for me. These things are to be protected. These things are to be held in high regard, the house of God, the church of God, the word of God, prayer time with God, walking with God, witnessing for God. These things are, listen, the fool has said in his heart, I don't care about those things.
That's right. Amen.
A foolish person lives as if there's no God.
That's right. Amen. Now,
don't you fool yourself for a minute, and just because God doesn't come down with the lightning bolt and strike them dead, that he's okay with that. No, he's not okay with that.
Amen.
They are laying up for themselves all kinds of disgrace and shame, not to mention there's a judgment seat coming for them one day.
Amen. That's right.
Well, God's not doing anything for them. God's not doing anything about it, preacher. Listen, I know that, but I don't have to worry about what God's doing. I'm just going to do what God says, and he says, forsake the foolish.
Right. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Because they are going to destroy you.
Hell, that's right. Yep. Amen.
Now, listen, I'm just going to preach a little bit tonight.
Come on, preach.
Amen.
If you stay up all night on Saturday night, on your phone, on the computer, doing nothing to prepare yourself for church, this is you.
That's right.
This is you. Because church should be a priority in your life, enough to where you're going to go to bed. You're going to keep your heart and your mind pure, so because you can come to the house of God prepared to hear from God. You ought to protect that time. Instead, you're living as if there is no God. And by the way, if you're running with those kind of people, you're the fool too, because God says, forsake them. Is everything else more important to you than the house of God? Is everything else more important to you than the Bible? Where does it hold priority in your list? If you saw God face to face, you would fall on your face, and you would be trembling in fear, because you would see how unbelievably mighty and powerful He is. And you would never again, I believe, never ever again take so lightly and so casually His house and His word and prayer and walking with Him. Instead, you act like it doesn't even exist.
That's right. Preach. Yep. Amen. Come on.
And dear God, if you're on your phones with people like this, you're not forsaking them.
Preach. Amen.
If you're all over these people with Facebook and Twitter and texting, you're not forsaking them.
Amen.
To forsake them means to forsake them, dearly beloved. Right. Get away from them.
Amen.
Get away from their influence.
Yep. Amen. Come on. Amen.
Poor preacher. That's harsh. I didn't say it.
Amen.
I didn't say it.
That's right.
Amen.
Yep.
Maybe, just maybe, if God's people would start doing what God says, maybe the world would start to see, hey, there really is a God in heaven.
Amen. That's right.
Instead, you act like they do. You do what they do. You hang out with them. You let them control your life, and there's so no wonder they're not following God.
Preach. Yep.
I haven't even got to the first, past the first point yet.
Amen. Preach. Yep, that's right. Yeah, come on.
This foolish person is going to disobey the Bible in every aspect of their life.
Yep. Amen.
They don't even know that what it says.
Yep, that's right.
There's no remorse when this person sins because there's no God.
Yep.
And this person can be saved, by the way.
That's right, yep.
Because your conscience can be seared the hot iron of sin.
Amen, that's right.
You might feel bad. Well, this person might feel bad when his life gets in a mess, but it's only because he's not getting his way.
Amen.
Turn that off, please. Thank you, brother. I know you didn't mean to do that, but please just turn those off. I want you to understand something. When God created man and gave them the Garden of Eden, and you know what happened. He kicked them out. But then, Noah chapter 6. There's no Noah chapter. Genesis chapter 6, when God brought the flood, the reason that he flooded the earth, because the Bible says that the thoughts in man's heart were evil continually. In other words, it was nothing but the heart of man that was God saw, that their heart was so evil against him. They didn't necessarily say there was no God. They just lived as if he didn't exist.
That's right. Yep. Amen. That's right.
The foolish behave like there's no God.
That's right.
Number two, I've got to hurry. The foolish despise wisdom. Go back to Proverbs chapter 1. Now we're going to start walking through Proverbs here a little bit. The foolish, the ones that you're supposed to forsake, behave like there's no God. Secondly, they despise wisdom, God's wisdom. Verse 1, chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom.
That's right.
And instruction.
Amen.
Chapter 15 of Proverbs, verse 5. Chapter 15, verse 5. A fool despises his father's instruction.
Yep. Amen.
Now, obviously, again, I know some of you single mothers, you have to understand, then you need to teach your children to respect and honor God's wisdom, God the Heavenly Father. You see, we all have the opportunity to have a father through God's grace.
Amen.
Our children, but when you have a godly parent, when you have a godly father, and you despise that father's wisdom, you are living like a fool.
Yep, that's right.
Chapter 23, verse 9. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words.
Yep, that's right. Amen.
To a foolish person, God's wisdom is like fingernails on a chalkboard.
Yep.
Amen.
You know how that is?
Yeah, amen.
To a foolish person, God's wisdom is like a dentist drill. That sound just strikes fear. Oh, no.
Yeah, amen.
This kind of person hates preaching.
Oh, that's right. Yep, that's right.
Hates preaching. They hate authority.
Yep, that's right. Come on, preach.
They despise wisdom. They despise, because wisdom comes from someone higher than them, instructing them.
Yep.
But they despise it. They're foolish.
Yep.
They hate rules.
Yep.
That's right. Come on.
They sneak around for a while behind closed doors for a while.
Yeah.
Until they get bold enough to just come out in the open.
Sure.
That's right.
Sodomites.
Bold. Preach.
When I was growing up, they were in private. Yeah. They were in sneaky secret. Yeah. They were not out in the open, but through the years, their hearts got harder and harder and hard and more foolish. And now they're just wide open, brother.
Yep. That's right. Wow. Amen.
Right. Absolutely.
They sneak around for a while until they eventually their deeds of darkness just become normal, commonplace to them, and they just come out in the open. And that fool has said in his heart, "There's no God."
Yep, that's right.
There's no God.
Yep.
Look at Proverbs 17, verse 16. I'm giving you all this instruction tonight to help you figure out who the foolish people are in your lives and come to a place where you need to forsake them.
Yep.
And listen, you do what you want to do, but if you despise the message tonight, then you're proving yourself to be foolish.
Yep. Amen. Preach.
Proverbs 17, verse 16. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeth he hath no heart to it? What does that mean, preacher? I'm going to tell you what that means. Even if a fool wanted to buy wisdom, he would never get it because his heart is not right.
Amen. Yep. That's right.
Why would a fool want to buy wisdom, preacher? Because he finds himself in a jam.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Yep. Come on, preach.
Come on, preach.
And he needs God to get him out of a jam. Yes. But in his heart is he's never. Why is it that you help that person out of a jam and then they just go right back to the same old lifestyle because their heart was never changed?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
And God says there's no point in you trying to buy wisdom unless your heart's right.
Amen.
Money can't buy wisdom, church.
Right.
Yep.
You can be the richest man alive and be the biggest fool on the earth.
Amen.
Money can't buy you wisdom. Proverbs 6:23 says, "The commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light." Look at Proverbs 18:2. Let me put that together for you. Proverbs 18:2. A fool hath no delight in understanding, in wisdom. Why? But that his heart may discover itself. Why doesn't he want to hear wisdom? Why doesn't he want to be around a Bible-preaching church and Bible-believing Christians that walk with God? Because it reveals his evil heart.
Yep, that's right. Amen. Amen.
It makes him, it shows how evil his heart is. Wisdom shows a fool how evil his own heart is.
Yeah.
That's why they hate it. Proverbs 24:7. The foolish person despises wisdom. Proverbs 24:7. Wisdom is too high for a fool.
That's right.
What does that mean? That means it goes right over his head.
That's right. Yep. Yep. Come on.
Right over his head. It's the same wisdom. It hits right in the hearts of those that are humble. Right in the hearts of those that love the Lord. And it changes them and they grow and they become better Christians. However, there's other people sitting right beside them that year after year after year, it just...
Amen.
Zoom.
Amen.
Zoom.
Thank you, Lord.
Try it.
Because their hearts are foolish.
That's right.
Amen.
And wisdom is too high for the fool.
Yep.
They despise foolish. They despise wisdom. They don't, you know, when you say something goes over your head, what that means is I didn't understand that.
Yep.
Right. You ever heard somebody tell you a joke? It's like,
yeah, amen.
What?
Wrong.
You know what that means? That means you didn't understand that. That means it went over your head. Why is wisdom too high for a fool? Because he doesn't understand it.
Right.
Because his heart is against it.
Yep. Amen.
Proverbs 21:30. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord.
Right.
Against the Lord is a rebellious heart.
Yep.
I'm against God. I'm against the Bible. I'm against His wisdom. I'm against those church people. I'm against what that Bible says. I'm against it. Well, when you put yourself against it, when you choose to live your life your own way, you put yourself against it, you will never, ever have any wisdom.
That's right.
It'll just go over your head. Your mom and your dad will tell you something. The preacher will tell you something. Your brothers and sisters in Christ who are praying for you and love you and walking with God, they'll tell you something. And you'll hear it again and again and again. And it's like, how come I don't get it? This is why. Because there's something in your life that you are against God. You're standing against God. You're resisting God. You're not obeying the wisdom that you already have. Therefore, you're never going to get any more. It's just going to keep shoo.
Yep.
Shoo. And you're just going to have a miserable life.
That's right.
A foolish person despises wisdom. Hey. They don't want to hear you tell them about the Lord. They don't want to hear you talk about Jesus. They don't want to hear you invite them. They're tired of all that Bible talk. They're tired of all that. Why? Because their hearts are filled with foolishness. And if you don't forsake them, it's going to bring you down to their level.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
The foolish despise wisdom. Number three, the foolish person thinks sin is fun.
That's right. Uh-huh. Yep.
Look in Proverbs chapter 10. Chapter 10, verse 23. This is wisdom straight out of the Bible, church.
Amen.
You can sit there and you can get all puffed up in your angry, proud heart, but this is God straight out of the Bible. I don't want you to even try to think about what I'm saying. I want you to hear what God says.
Amen.
Proverbs 10, 23. It is as sport to a fool to do mischief. They think it's fun to sin. It's a game for them. Sin is adventurous. Sin is thrilling to a fool. Not only do they despise wisdom, but they enjoy sin.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
Look in chapter 2, verse 14. They rejoice. This foolish man rejoices to do evil and delights in the frowardness of the wicked. They enjoy evil. They laugh at evil.
That's right.
Oh, man. Lord, help me. I've got so much to say. But listen, I have to preach in a little while.
Amen.
Sin should not make you laugh.
Yep. That's right.
If it makes you laugh, your heart is far from God.
That's right.
It's not funny. It's destroying our children. It's destroying our country. It's destroying our... It has destroyed our government. It's destroying our churches. It's destroying our homes. It's destroying everything that God has given us for good and His glory. It's not funny!
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
But we're so casual. Oh, what's the big deal? We're fools.
Yeah, come on, preach.
We sit in front of that stupid television. That stupid television, and we laugh at the idiots that are mocking God.
Yeah, come on, preach. Yep.
You say, well, I don't do that, preacher. What about the people you run with?
Yeah, come on, preach.
You're supposed to forsake them.
Yep. Amen.
No, preacher, you're preaching hard now. I'm sorry. Oh, no, I'm not sorry.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, you are on the road for death.
Yep. Right. That's right. Amen. Come on.
If you don't forsake the foolish, you're not going to live.
Yep.
You're certainly not going to live for God.
That's right. Yeah, amen.
And the foolish think sin is funny. They laugh at it. It's entertainment for them.
Yep. Amen. Preach. Yeah, cool.
They send you pictures on your phone.
Yep.
Amen. Of sinful, wicked things.
Amen.
And you giggle.
Yep. That's right. Preach.
Brother Benny, I don't know. I'm to the point, man, where I'm starting to think, does anybody love God?
Yeah, Paul. That's right. Yep.
Because if I love God, I hate evil.
Yep. Amen.
That's straight out of the Bible, church.
Yeah.
Psalm 97:10. Look at it. If ye that love the Lord hate evil.
Oh, preach. Amen.
Not laugh at it.
Right.
We need all this heart preaching. Dear God, we need more of it.
Yeah, amen.
Does anybody love God anymore?
Yeah, come on, preach. Yep.
Does anybody love God anymore?
Come on.
Amen. Then why do you keep laughing at evil?
Yeah, preach. That's right. Yep. Come on.
Why is it funny?
Yep.
Why does it entertain you?
That's right. Come on.
But they're just so casual. Dear God, you know, the casual Christianity, the lukewarm church is prevalent. It's killing us.
Yep. That's right. Amen.
God says, you make me sick.
Yeah. Come on. Yep.
You're so casual about everything. The reason you're not going to forsake anybody in your life is because you're so casual about it all.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
compromising. You're the exception. You're not the exception. I'm not the exception.
Amen.
Look around you, child of God. Look at the condition of your country.
Come on, that's right.
Amen.
They love sin and they hate the preacher.
Yep.
They love evil and they scoff at the preacher.
Bold. That's right. That's right. That's right.
God says if you don't forsake them,
right,
you're next.
Yep. Amen. Amen.
But preacher, I'm trying to win them. Listen. You need to do what God says.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Amen.
Let God win them.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
You're not stronger than they are.
Yep.
You're not stronger than Satan is.
Right.
Let God win. You pray for them. You love them. Anytime you have an opportunity to leave, but quit keeping company with them.
Yeah, amen. Right. Amen. That's right. Right.
If I could take every one of you teenagers' cell phones and blow them up with a shotgun, I would do it yesterday.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
It's killing us.
That's right. Yep. Yes, amen. That's right.
It's not funny.
Yep.
It's not funny.
I know.
It's not funny.
Right. Yep. That's right.
You can't put those phones down for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yep. Come on. Preach. Yep.
Because you got a contact with these people. Yeah. These people aren't even in church.
That's right.
Come on, preach. Yep.
But you got to be on it constantly with them.
Yeah, come on, preach. Yep.
No wonder, preacher, our homes are such a mess.
Yeah, come on. That's right. Yep.
The fool loves sin and they hate wisdom. They think sin's fun and wisdom's just too much.
Yeah, come on.
How are you feeling right now?
Yeah, come on. Preach.
Is this too much for you?
Come on. Preach.
I don't want it to. I don't want. Dear God, God doesn't write this to hurt us.
Yep. All right. Amen. Amen.
He says, I want you to live.
Yeah. Amen.
Satan is the author of death.
Yeah. Amen. That's right. That's right. Amen.
But you know, most people don't really take it that seriously.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
God forbid the preacher get all worked up.
Yeah.
God forbid the preacher get, you know, sweaty. God forbid the preacher spit. God forbid the preacher raise his voice. People are dying and going to hell. Why are you so casual?
Yeah, that's right. Here I am. Here I am. Yep.
The foolish think sin's fun.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel bad for the people that are trapped. But quite frankly, I believe there's always hope.
Yep.
Because God is greater.
That's right.
Amen.
I look at Amanda with these young children. I look at Jessica with these young children. You know, you have got to teach your children. I look at Brother Benny with these children. You have got to teach these kids that God is real. God is real. And His Word is right.
Yeah, amen.
It's not time to take things lightly.
Right. Yeah, right.
We are in the last days, yeah, and Satan is fighting to destroy your children.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Amen. That's right.
Amen, brother.
Yep.
Amen.
I couldn't take this stupid thing away from most of you for 10 minutes.
Amen.
Without you cussing my name.
Yep. Right. Yeah, come on. Preach.
I can't even get you to turn it off long enough for church.
Come on. Yep. Preach.
It's become a god.
Yep, that's right.
It has become a god.
That's right, yep.
A golden calf.
Amen. Amen.
And you say, well, I just use it for the Bible on my Bible app. But meanwhile, here pops up a message.
Right. Yeah, cool.
And another message. And, I'm just looking for the verse in my Bible. Why don't you just get a Bible?
Yeah.
I'm just using it for my Bible app. That's the one thing if you're not, I mean, you're at work and that's all you have, you can't carry. But you're in church.
Amen.
Why don't you bring the Bible?
Amen.
The ad pops up trying to sell you a girlfriend.
Paul, great. Yep.
Oh, but I'm just looking at the Bible. You know, when those Israelites built that golden calf, you know what they did? Right next to it, they built an altar to God.
Yeah.
Right beside it.
Yeah. Yep, that's right.
You can't have both.
Amen. Amen.
This junk is killing us.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. Amen.
Satan is the prince and the power of the air.
That's right. Come on.
The air.
That's right.
Wi-Fi.
Yes, sir.
Is all through the air.
Uh-huh. Yep. That's right. Amen.
But you're still not listening.
Yep. That's right. Yep.
As soon as I say amen, you're going to get your phone out.
Yep. Bull.
And check to see who texted you while you were in church.
Come on.
I can't help you, dearly beloved, if you don't listen to God.
Yep. That's right.
I can't help you.
Paul.
Those people on those phones, they're texting you while you're in church because they're not in church.
Right. Yep. Amen. That's right. Paul. Amen. Preach. Come on.
The foolish always bring heaviness to their parents.
Yep, that's right.
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother.
Yeah.
Proverbs 17, verse 25. A foolish son is a grief to his father, bitterness to her that bare him.
Uh-huh.
Heaviness, grief, and bitterness. All because of a foolish child.
That's right.
Parents endure sleepless nights, broken hearts, and even physical illness.
Yep.
Because their children are foolish.
Yep. Amen.
Once a person gets to a place where they say, there's no God in their heart, I don't need this, there's no God. If they live as if there's no God, I guarantee you they're not going to care about anybody else.
Right. Yeah. Amen. Yep.
They're not going to care about their parents even. The ones who love them, the ones who took care of them, the ones who provide for their needs, the ones who try to take care of, protect them, the ones who put food on their table, the ones who put clothes on their back, the ones who pay for all of their foolish decisions when they're kids, and yet they just grow up and despise their parents and cause heaviness and grief and bitterness to their own parents, the only ones in this world that really love them.
Amen.
And because they think, well, little Johnny next door, he loves me. And my friend on Facebook, you know, they love me.
Yes.
And so we just rip our parents, just rip your parents' hearts out.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Grief and bitterness and heaviness is all your parents have because the hearts are just ripped out because of foolishness.
Yep.
Yeah, amen.
A foolish person's always selfish because they don't have any concern for anybody else.
That's right. Yep.
They don't even care what God thinks. Preacher, how could a person get to such a terrible degree of foolishness in their life? And here's the answer. Proverbs chapter 28, and I skipped over a lot of them, but 28 verse 26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. The foolish people, the fool always trusts in his own heart.
That's right. Yep.
How is it that a person could think sin is fun when all they've got to do is look around and see what sin does? All they've got to do, well, I don't care about the Bible, okay? So you don't care about the Bible. Well, just look around you.
That's
right, brother.
Stop. Just look around you.
Amen.
Just look at the brokenness everywhere.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Just look at the broken lives. Talk to some people who know something. I know you know everything, but talk to some people who actually know something about life, and they have now decided and determined to live for Jesus, but their hearts are broken because of the sin in their past. Yep. Why don't you go talk to them and say, hey, what do you think? And listen, and they're going to tell you that your foolish ways are destroying you. But you're trusting, you're going to trust your own heart.
Yep.
Follow your heart.
Preach.
Your heart is desperately wicked.
That's right.
Your heart is more deceitful than anything else in this world. Your heart is the heart of Satan. The heart of Satan. The heart, the nature of sin and Satan is your heart without Christ. And when you walk as a fool, when you live as if there's no God, you think, you act, you are nothing more than a follower of Satan himself.
Yep, that's right.
But you trust that heart.
Yep.
It's deceitful. It makes you think that the preacher's a dummy. It makes you think your parents are stupid. It makes you think that your friends are the smart ones. Oh yeah, they're so smart, aren't they? They're all of 15.
Small. Yeah. Breach. Breach. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Breach.
But you trust your own heart. Well, my heart just says that he's the one for me.
Yeah, well.
Your heart, a fool trusts his heart.
Yep.
That's right.
What does God say? What does your parents say? What does your pastor say?
Come on.
Well, I just feel like this is the right decision for my family. You feel like it.
Yeah, come on.
What does God say?
Yeah, amen.
What does wisdom say?
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
But the fool trusteth in his own heart. Well, this is just what I...
Yeah, come on.
Yep.
I just think this is the right thing to do. God and made you God.
Amen.
Why don't you find out what God says?
Amen. That's right.
No. No. Why? Because the fool despises wisdom.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yep. Amen. That's right.
Because he just can't understand how this could possibly be right. I mean, after all, this is not easy.
Yeah, come on.
Sure.
The cross wasn't easy, dearly beloved.
Yeah. Amen.
But it was God's will.
Yep.
And without it, we would be hopelessly lost.
Amen. That's right.
There may be somebody in your future that needs you to trust God.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
I mean, how many of your children got saved today? Four of them? Three of them? No. Who were the other two? Who were the two girls in junior church? One of them. Okay, one. Okay, three girls today. Now, I'm just using this as a hypothetical. What if years ago when there was no money coming into this church, and there was no, we were in a little bitty garage. And that's all the church building we had. What if we would have just said, "This is too hard"?
Yeah, come on.
Where would they be today?
That's right.
Yeah, come on.
Somebody down the road needs you to stop trusting your heart and trust God.
Yeah, amen. That's right. Yep.
Somebody down the road is going to need you to be in God's will when you're past cross.
Yep. Amen. That's right.
But we don't think about that. We think about me.
Yeah, come on, preach.
But this is how I feel. This is how I see it. This is what I think. I just don't see that it's such a big deal. What does God say?
Yeah, come on.
Can you give me a biblical reason for your decision?
Yep.
If not, who you're trusting?
Yep, that's right. Yeah.
Brother Worcester is a blessing to this church.
Yeah, amen.
6 months ago or so, he came to me and said, Pastor, we're praying about moving to Oklahoma. And I said, let me check your temperature. I didn't say that. We're praying about moving to Oklahoma. Different reasons. And I said, brother, is it God's will? I said, when I need to make a decision, that's a huge decision.
Yeah,
I mean, he's back in church. He's serving the Lord. His heart is tender. He's winning souls.
Yeah,
that's a huge decision. Just say, well, because this... I said, brother, listen, you need to get in the Bible. Get in the book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom, and find out, is it God's will?
Yeah,
pray and search and pray and seek and pray and study. And he came back a day, a week or two later, he said, preacher, you were right. You were right. God told me to wait. God told me not to go. And I said, glory to God. God is still alive.
Amen. That's right.
How do you make decisions?
Yeah, Paul.
How do you make decisions, young people?
Yep.
Well, my buddy on Facebook said this is a good idea. Are you serious?
Paul, preach.
What does your mom say? What does your dad say? What does God say? What does your preacher say? Well, I don't know. Who cares? This is what he said.
Paul, preach.
I'm going to trust my heart. This feels right.
Yeah, Paul.
Dear child of God, how many times do you have to drag yourself through the mud before you learn to follow God?
Yes.
To follow God.
Amen.
You understand something tonight. I love every one of you. I weep over you. I pray for you. Some of you, or just...
Yep. Right. Yeah.
Let me say this to you with all of my heart. If you decide to trust your heart and do something foolish and get out of God's will...
Yep.
I'm not following you.
Amen.
Look me in the eyeball.
Amen.
I am not following you.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
I am not following you.
Amen.
Yep. That's right.
I am not going to forsake God for your foolishness.
Amen.
That's not what the Scripture says. The Scripture says, forsake the foolishness for God.
Amen.
It's a big difference.
Yep.
I'm not going to run after you to the hog pit. The prodigal's father didn't chase him.
That's right, brother.
Yep. Amen.
Absolutely.
I'm staying where God has me.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Why don't you?
Yeah, amen.
Well, it's just... Listen, we all go through trials. We all go through hard times. We all go through tribulations. We all go through testings. We go through it, but God doesn't want us to run away. God says, don't trust your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding.
Amen. Amen.
Well, the way I see it, don't lean on your understanding.
Right. Amen. Amen.
In all thy ways, acknowledge Jesus. Him. Amen. Christ, Almighty God, and He'll direct your paths.
Amen.
Preacher, I'm having a hard time. Things aren't like they, like I want. Listen, I know, dear God, I know. I'm not against you. God's not against you. God says this is what you must do, or you will not live. You will not continue in God's grace. You will be outside of God's hedge, and you will find yourself in the way of destruction.
Yep, that's right. Amen. Amen.
Amen. All because.
Yep.
All because.
Yep.
Somebody in your life.
That's right.
Is foolish.
Bull.
And you won't forsake them.
Yep. Amen. Amen.
Somebody's filling your head with foolishness, and you won't get away from them.
Yep.
You won't block their number. You won't defriend or whatever that is. You won't. You just won't.
Yep.
But that's my friend. No, it's not.
Yep. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
No, it's not.
That's right.
Look over in Proverbs 12, 15. Proverbs chapter 12. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. In other words, you can't tell a fool anything.
Yep.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's right.
You can't tell him anything. God didn't say try to convince him. He said forsake them.
Yep. Amen. Amen.
God didn't say, well, try to convince him and persuade. God said forsake them because his way is always going to be right in his own eyes.
That's right. Amen.
Well, preacher, can I pray for them? Of course you can pray for them, but get away from them.
Amen. Right. Amen. That's right.
They're not your friends.
That's right.
What's sad though is you're going to hear a message like this,
yep.
And your way is still going to be right in your own eyes, and you're still going to do what you do. But you know what? I'm no longer responsible. You are.
Yep, that's right.
Absolutely.
Your blood, your destroyed lives, your broken home is no longer on my head. It's on yours.
Yep.
Because I have told you what God said.
That's right. Amen.
I have read to you scripture all over this Bible.
Amen.
Why would you keep trusting someone who keeps hurting you over and over? Why would you keep hanging out with someone who keeps leading you down the path of destruction?
Yeah,
because you don't even see it.
Yep.
You don't even see it.
Amen.
Because in your eyes, everything's okay. Awake to righteousness and sin not. Awake to righteousness. This is a wake-up call, dearly beloved.
Yep. Amen.
The world says, trust your instinct. Trust your gut. We better trust our God.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
After this message, there's other things in here about the foolish, but these are the primary ones I want to bring out to you. But let me just say a couple of things that the foolish person's always running off at the mouth.
Yep.
They can't ever just listen. They've always got to tell you what they think. The foolish is very quick to show his anger. Are you friends with somebody who is angry, always angry, short temper? It brings shame. It brings shame to your life. The foolish person always falls Look at chapter 10, verse 21. The lips of the foolish feed many, but fools, the righteous feed many, but fools die for want, for lack of wisdom. They die. They don't walk in the way of life. They die. Everything precious dies. Why? Because they will not listen.
That's right.
They will not take counsel. They will not take godly advice. They will not even believe God. Their marriage, their children, their finances, their future, death. 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 Because they are so foolish, trusting in their own heart. Heavenly Father, that's our message tonight. I've said enough. Lord, there's some people in here that are heading down the path of foolishness. There's people among us, Lord, that are walking with fools, keeping company with fools. Lord, they won't do anything. They won't forsake them. But God, I pray that tonight something, God, would wake them up. Lord, I don't know. I don't know, Lord God, what you're going to do. I don't know where they're going to end up. But Father, I pray for your grace and your mercy and your Holy Spirit power to help them. Lord, I pray that you'd convict these young people. That you would convict them, God, of all of the ungodly, unrighteous, so-called friends that they are constantly in touch with on those hellish phones. God, would you please wake them up? Wake them up, God. Lord, help us as adults to search our own hearts and realize, God, these things are in all of us. In all of us. God, we must, before we do anything else, we must die to ourselves. We must forsake ourselves, deny ourselves, and follow Jesus. Lord, we need your help tonight. Please bless the invitation, Lord. I know I preached hard, God, but Lord, I'm tired of just the casual approach to the foolishness, the evil in this world. Just, God, letting it devour us. We don't even realize it. Lord, please get a hold of our hearts. Lord, please get a hold of our hearts. Especially these young people, these parents. Father, we owe it all to you. We owe it all to you. Keep working, I pray. In Jesus' name.